The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Okay, so Jasmine has a new boyfriend. His name is Alex, and things are going very well, or so she thought. Here's the thing. Alex is hanging out with a bunch of single women.
Oh.
And she's like, hold up, this is a big red flag for me.
In a stupid group chat, I saw his friend Kevin was asking them to, like, take their pick. He said, take your pick. And then he was sharing all the Instagram accounts for the girls. He follows one of them, and he hasn't talked to me about these girls joining their mandate.
She's upset because he is in this group chat with all of his friends. These have been his friends for a long time. The problem Jasmine has...
A lot longer than she's been around.
Exactly. Automatic. Okay. But she has an issue because the friends are single. And I feel like she wants him to cut his single friends off. This is a group chat he's been in for a long time. They're all talking to some girls. He wasn't engaging with these girls or these guys about that. He was just talking to them about other things.
Oh, well, I wanted to make sure that you were still going to this weekend and we're going to hang out.
Yeah, I should still be going, but I think there might have been some sort of a mistake.
Well, here. What do you mean a mistake? What do you mean? I thought we're all going to hang out.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think Kevin meant to give you Jacob's phone number, not to make things weird, but I have a girlfriend.
That onboarding process of having your new partner meet your current friends, it's a thing. It's a situation.
Oh.
Because I got some friends that, I'm going to lie, like when I link up with some of my homies, we get a little unruly. And
fine,
we do a lot of stuff that I don't know if girlfriends would like that. Well,
as long as you're not stepping out on your girlfriend, you know, I don't think it's a problem.
I'm going to say this. As a married man, I have to have single friends.
Why is that?
Because I need the single friend energy. I need to live vicariously through that single man because he's still on the hunt. And
okay,
I don't hunt anymore. And so I need that hunting energy. No, I can't lose the energy. You need, that's part of your manhood.
I see it differently. I think you need to be reminded how lucky you are to be married.
That part
you get
too,
somebody
though.
To cook. Yeah, I cook for you every
too.
Day. I do your laundry every day.
Thank you for saving myself from you.
You got a good meal on your, you know, every day.
That is true.
Because you were home alone for 3 days
freaking
out. Because
there's those times where I watch those guys cry about whatever girl broke their heart that week.
Yeah.
And I think I get to go back to my wife.
Boom.
Every day, every night. And I would never ask you to give up your friends.
We wouldn't be together. There's no way. I mean, Dana's the most understanding. She loves, well, she doesn't love all my friends, but she tolerates all of them. And she puts up with me, which I'm a DJ. I'm out to all hours
all
of the night.
I trust you 100%. And I like all of your friends. I love you for who you are. Once your partner tries to get to change you, and don't get me wrong, you do have to have compromise. Right, we compromise about a lot of things, DJ Automatic.
What?
But me picking your friends?
No.
Also,
I already picked your clothes out.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We have a listener who knows, well, she's an insider with the Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber situation, and we're going to play her call because she's kind of breaking everything down in their relationship. The reason she called is because last week you said, oh my gosh, Hailey Bieber was such a fan of Justin Bieber's. She kind of chased him around for a long time. I don't think that this is a good relationship because of that. And, you know, 6 months after he and Selena Gomez broke up, suddenly he was married to Hailey Bieber.
When you have somebody who's a fan of you, they aren't your equal at that point because they put you on this pedestal and they worship you. And it's very easy for a guy to fall for a girl like that. Because I will say this, not at Justin Bieber's level, but I had a situation like this with a girl where I thought she was okay, but I knew that she was very, very into me, and I dated her, and it became the worst relationship that I could have ever been in.
Wait, so she was
a fan of me DJing. She would come out to the club, she'd always do that, and she pretty much pressured me into a relationship after that.
Well, we have an insider, and I'm not going to tell you her name, but she knows these people. She said she agrees with you 100% and spilled a lot of tea. Take a listen.
I heard y'all talking about Hailey and Justin. Not only was she a fan, she stalked her way into this man's life. I have so much tea and knowledge on this situation, it's unbearable. And if you knew everything that I knew, you would think that it's weird that he ended up with her too. This girl used to show up at the mall where him and Jaden Smith would be, and Jaden would tell her that she's weird and she needs to go, like, all kinds of stuff. She basically stalked her way into Justin's life. And so, honestly, I would get it if he realized that Selena was the one that got away. Benny Blanco did Justin dirty. Quite frankly, think it was a little bit on purpose. But that girl, Hailey, man, Oh my gosh, she should have had criminal charges placed on her. I don't care.
Okay, that's weird. She said Hailey Bieber should have had charges. I didn't know that they were asking her to leave places and, you know, she was just around all the time.
She basically wore him down. That's what that woman did to me. She just kept showing up and kept like demanding my attention. And I finally gave in.
Oh my God, settle down. Nobody can make you do something. Nobody made Justin Bieber marry Hailey Bieber.
Dana, I don't know if you picked up what Otto's saying. He can relate to Justin Bieber.
I said not on his level. Let's make that clear.
You and Justin Bieber. I've never had these problems, brother. So thank you for enlightening me on what you and JB go through.
I mean, once you get to a certain level of success, Anthony, you'll understand my life.
Oh my gosh.
My heart's with you, brother. My heart is with you and JB. And thank you for...
Once comedy takes you around the world, you can talk to me about it, okay?
You guys are ridiculous at this point. The ego right now. Okay, I kind of understand what you're saying. Automatic Anthony, I've never told you this story, but my mom has a very good girlfriend who was in love with this man for years. She was like his fan. She would pull up to where he was and just want to hang out with him, kind of a groupie. And then they started dating, but not really dating. He would just hook up with her. And then she had a baby. And then she had another baby. This is like 5 years after everything. He never took care of the babies. He didn't marry her. He didn't settle down with her. He was always with other ladies. And she kept going back and kept going back. This went on for 20 years. They're now together.
What? She broke him down.
I mean, it took 20 years, but you're right. They're together. He married her. They're married now. So it only took Hailey Bieber 6 months after Selena Gomez and him broke up.
This is the thing. When a woman does it, they could eventually end up together. When a man does it, it's called stalking.
Well, it could be a dangerous situation, Automatic. Come on.
It could be a dangerous situation. What if Hailey Bieber would have been a weirdo?
Well, according to our caller, she is.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, so we're going to talk about what everyone is discussing, the terrible crash that happened in D.C. An American Airlines jet collided with an Army Black Hawk helicopter. And I just immediately felt so scared for the families. Unfortunately, there are no survivors at this point. And, you know, even the CEO of American Airlines released a statement.
First and most importantly, I'd like to express our deep sorrow about these events. This is a difficult day for all of us at American Airlines, and our efforts now are focused entirely on the needs of our passengers, crew members, partners, first responders, along with their families and loved ones.
I think that that's the right approach at this point, is just to be there for the families. Unfortunately, Washington, D.C. Fire Chief John Donnelly said they do not expect any survivors. The crash was horrific, and the water also in the Potomac River was freezing when the collision happened. So we're going to keep you as informed as we can. As the story develops, we don't know why, and I'm sure there will be a long investigation to try to figure out what happened, because there are so few airplane crashes, so something went terribly wrong. Also, in their update, they said that no other airports have been affected at this time, that all flights are on time and moving regularly as scheduled. And also, just let's send some prayers that way, because these families need that. More than anything, let's come together and send our prayers so that they may heal as quickly as possible.